Mark Hancock of America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dilip Hero will join us in about 1 hour from now from England. He is the author of, among other things, The Iranian Labyrinth, and we're going to be discussing our present situation with Iran as it relates to nuclear policy. You can find Dilip Hero in all kinds of places in your bookstores and also online. Again, The Iranian Labyrinth is a very, very important work, and we're going to be discussing a chapter that is not in the American edition of that book that has been published in England that deals specifically with this whole business of Iranian nuclear policy, especially since the advent of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. So that's going to be on tap with Dilip Hero in approximately 1 hour from now. I read that additional chapter, which he sent me online several days ago. And I've also been updating my familiarity with The Iranian Labyrinth, which is something I have read in the last 2 years that is well worth your time. It is simply one of the best, if not the best, book available in the English language for bringing the generalist, like you and like me, up to speed in regard to things Iranian, both in the distant past, as far as ancient Iran is concerned, or ancient Persia, as well as the modern country of Iran, and what's been transpiring there politically between that country and the United States since 1953. And speaking of foreign policy, the latest crack in Mr. Bush's armor has occurred as a result of Dick Lugar's public break with the president's policy. CNN is reporting that Republican support for President Bush's Iraq war policy suffered a significant crack Monday evening when Republican Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana urged the president to change course in Iraq very soon, quote unquote. CNN describes Lugar, of course, as the well-respected GOP voice on foreign affairs. Read that Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. But at any rate, Dick Lugar took to the Senate floor to urge Mr. Bush to avoid further damage to America's military readiness and long-term national security, quote. Our course in Iraq has lost contact with our vital national security interests in the Middle East and beyond. Our continuing absorption with military activities in Iraq is limiting our diplomatic assertiveness there and elsewhere in the world, Lugar said. Dick Lugar is the ranking Republican in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and also sounded a pessimistic note in the prospects for internal political progress in Iraq. He said he sees, quote, no convincing evidence that Iraqis will make the compromises necessary to solidify a functioning government and society, even if we reduce violence to a point that allows for some political and economic normalcy, unquote. The senator said continuing military operations in Iraq were putting a damaging level of stress on U.S. forces, quote, taking a toll on recruitment and readiness. The window during which we can continue to employ American troops in Iraqi neighborhoods without damaging our military strength or our ability to respond to other national priorities is closing, he said. The United States military remains the strongest fighting force in the world, but we have to be mindful that it is not indestructible. Lugar also said he believes the chances for success of Bush's strategy of boosting troop levels in Iraq to try and get the security situation there under control is, quote, very limited within the short period framed by our own domestic political debate, unquote. The costs and risks of continuing down the current path outweigh the potential benefits that might be achieved, Lugar said. Persisting indefinitely with the surge strategy will delay policy adjustments that have a better chance of protecting our vital interests in the long term, unquote. Army Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, commander of the multinational forces in Iraq, said on Sunday that he was seeing, quote, momentum, unquote, in the conflict. I feel like we are building some momentum over here, momentum of change both within the government of Iraq and on the ground. But we'll see. That could change very quickly, he told CNN. We'll be back. This is Mark Nankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dilip Hero at around 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
By an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is Mark Nankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dilip Hero, author of, among many other things, The Iranian Labyrinth, will hook up with us from England in about 1 hour from now. We're going to be discussing Iran and things related to Iran's nuclear policy and what the political stance of the United States is in regard to these events. Dilip has sent me another chapter to his book that is beyond the edition that I have, and this new chapter, which is in the UK edition of The Iranian Labyrinth, gets into some of the specifics of what we're going to be talking about this morning. Dilip Hero also has a piece for Tom Englehart's Tom Dispatch that deals with this whole issue of American foreign policy in the Middle East and also related specifically to Iran that has actually encouraged nuclear proliferation. And again, that's the general outline of what we're going to talk about this morning with Dilip Hero, and he hooks up with us from the UK in about 1 hour from now. I'm going to take a caller in just a second, but I wanted to say in relationship to this Dick Lugar story that's floating around there with CNN, Lugar makes reference to the fact that the president needs to heed domestic political opposition to the war. especially with a presidential campaign approaching. And this is the advice, of course, that's coming to the president from the senior Republican member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who is very much an establishment figure, obviously, in his own right. Interestingly enough, what Dick Lugar does not mention in his statement, and it's absolutely not surprising at all, is precisely what Hassan El-Najjar does tell us today in his op-ed piece for AlJazeera.info. And that is, when it comes to maintaining the Israeli occupation and maintaining the Israeli brand of an interventionist foreign policy throughout the region of the Middle East, this is at rock bottom level what is behind the entire Middle Eastern controversy. And as long as the United States has the blind adaptation of the Israeli version of democracy in the Middle East, as Dr. El-Najjar puts it, one that has been blindly adopted by all of these U.S. foreign policy executives, Republicans and Democrats, we're going to continue to have trouble, possibly apocalyptic trouble in the region. John from Tennessee, you're on the line with Mark Danforth. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Mark. I'll make this quick because actually my senators are coming out on talk radio here in town today, and I want to see what effect we've had on them. But anyway, Mark, yesterday one of the talk shows, we found out that Tennessee has passed another redundant law making it illegal for someone not to card an individual regardless of their age before they buy alcoholic beverages. A talk show host asked for comment on it, and I called in and I basically told him, you know, you're concerned about redundant laws being passed. Never once have I heard you say anything about the North American Union or hate crimes legislation, and he told me to call back tomorrow, and he cut me off. So I called back this morning, and I guess he felt compelled to give me a few minutes. So I asked him, you know, I said, at what point, since Bush has signed legislation in 2000 or signed an agreement in 2005 with Canada and Mexico in May of 2005 to bring about a North American Union, and he signed an agreement April 30th of this year with the European Union, at what point do you call it treason? And he basically admitted that if it were true, it would be treason. And then said, but I don't think it's true.
If it were true, right? Yeah.
Right. He said, if it is true, it would be treason, but I don't believe that it's true. I said, well, it does, you know, I would hope that you take the time and be inclined to investigate it. And he said, I have. Maybe you know something that I don't. But if it were true, it would be treason. So, Mark, hopefully people in Tennessee and Middle Tennessee, and they go out on the net, it's a 90,000-watt radio station. I know that I can't wake people up, but I believe I'm having an effect because I actually had someone tell me yesterday that was in a position to know what's going on. Don't you know they can destroy you? They can have everything you own. They can ruin your life. I said, put me on your list, brother.
Yeah, that's ultimately what it comes down to, John. I think as you look at this entire situation, what you have identified is a policy of what the psychologist calls systematic desensitization. People find themselves going along with more and more and more and more. And basically, the North American Union is just the latest thing in a series of globalist activities that I know you're fully aware of that have been going on since 1945. And when you look at NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization, just as three examples, all of those are but precursors to the latest thing, which is the North American Union. And I would point something out that just occurs to me as we're talking, John. AlJazeera.info, which is an American site, by the way, it's based in this country, has a very fascinating piece on its site that deals with this whole issue of the New World Order. And as I'm pulling up the exact title of the article, it's written by a guy by the name of Ivan Simic. I believe that's how his name is pronounced, S-I-M-I-C. And the title of the thing is New World Order Through Regional Unions, through regional unions. And if you can get a hold of that and pass it along to this guy that you were talking to, I think it's abundantly clear that this business of world government is exactly what we're speaking of here. This is very definitely the direction we're going in.
Mark, I've told people this, and many have understood, when you're on a 90,000-watt radio station, or when you're on a syndicated radio program that's going out on 400 or 500 stations, like the little, what's his name in New York, I don't even like to say his name, the Giuliani lapdog, you know, or you're the Rush Limbaugh, and you're a great American, and listen to me only 3 hours a day, or whatever the slogan is, you know. When you are put in a position in a controlled media, I mean, it's so plain to see, when you're given that power and that time and that influence, they don't do it stupidly. They do it knowing you're going to do whatever they tell you to do, or you're going to believe, because you're so ignorant, whatever they say. You're going to say, well, they said it, it's true, so I'm going to tell the world and believe that you're doing good when you're drilling the holes or tapping the holes that the nails in this nation's coffin are going to slide into rather easily. Well, it'll be harder to get out than they are getting in, and it's incrementalism. And I know that people that listen to RBN, you know, they get it. But, Mark, I would beg people, when you have an opportunity to call a local talk show, do it. Let them call you foolish. Let them threaten you. You know, I'm on the winning side, Mark, and I know that you are, because this is in someone's hands that is greater than yours or mine.
Yes,
this is something, and we are absolutely, and I know I get, you know, I go to the spiritual side of this every time I call in, but we're compelled. We're told, we're commanded, if we believe the book, to fight the fight, not to lay down. You know, to call evil evil, to turn the light on in a dark room or a dark world and expose it for what it is. And in many cases, people aren't doing it. And I don't know whether it's some kind of scales over their eyes or some kind of a restraint that's on their ability to be reasonable and to look at facts and draw right conclusions. I don't know what it is, Mark, but and at times it is frustrating. But when I heard that man this morning say that if it is true, it would be treason, if you keep chipping and keep chipping away, eventually they're human. They're going to say something that if someone's listening will put two and two together and say, well, you know, I know that they signed an agreement in 2005. That was on Lou Dobbs. And I happened across on the Internet that he had a meeting at the White House and signed an agreement with Merkel and the leader of France with the European Union, and I know that it's true. And John's told me that we should consider it treason. And this talk show host, who's brilliant, said that if it were true, it would be treason. Well, maybe it's treason. And if it is, what are they going to do about it? Now, they've got to come to a conclusion and take an action. Mark, I won't keep you. Man, I appreciate it. Don't ever, ever give up. Whoever's listening, keep at it.
John, you're an inspiration to me, and I'm sure to many, many people that listen to my show. And God bless you, and anytime you need to talk to me, just give me a buzz, my friend.
All right, you too, brother.
Hey, you
bye-bye.
Be careful. Bye-bye. You know, it's always refreshing to talk to somebody like John, because there is so much apathy in this age that when you come across someone who's not apathetic, who's well-read, and who's trying to contribute what he or she can, in the context of this present controversy and debate, it's encouraging that God utilizes people that the world says are insignificant. But God knows that they're not only not insignificant, he uses them in special ways. I think you see this constantly testified to in the New Testament. I see plenty of evidence of it right now in history, that in his own way God has raised up people to be involved with things like the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press and Congressman Ron Paul's political candidacy and all the individual things that many of our listeners are doing in their families and churches and so forth and communities to fight the good fight while we can still do it. We'll be back. This is Mark Antos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, the Republic Broadcasting Network, to lift hero author of The Iranian Labyrinth, and also Blood of the Earth, will be with us at Red Caucus Central Time to discuss the present situation in Iran and nuclear policy. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
We're back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dilip Hero, author of, among many other things, The Iranian Labyrinth, will be on this morning at right around 8 o'clock Central Time. We're going to be talking about this present situation with the United States and Iran as it relates to Iran's nuclear program. What all is really involved with that program? And what does the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty grant Tehran in terms of rights? And what does Dilip Hero think of the present foreign policy direction that Mr. Bush and Ms. Rice have urged the United States to undertake in regard to Iranian nuclear policy? That's going to be Dilip Hero this morning at 8 o'clock Central Time or shortly thereafter. You know, John from Tennessee has a lot of really good thoughts for us today in regard to fighting the good fight in the midst of an age where clearly, the American media, corporate media, is under the control of the forces of the so-called New World Order. And one of the most ironic things that I come across repeatedly is the fact that it's on not only alternative websites and alternative news agencies, but many times those being run by people that corporate media says are our enemies, that we find the greatest amount of truth. Many times that's the case, I have found, particularly in these last 5 or 6 years. My good friend Dr. Hassan El-Najjar, who is now back online with his AlJazeera.info website, has posted an interesting item from a guy in Belgrade, Serbia. The guy's name is Ivan Simic, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, S-I-M-I-C. This piece is entitled New World Order Through Regional Unions. Now, you're not going to read this at CNN, are you? Or the Washington Post or the New York Times. We have to turn to Dr. Hassan El-Najjar's AlJazeera.info to read this very important essay by Mr. Simic, which is as follows. The term New World Order, Novus Ordo Mundi, has been used to refer to a new period of history evidencing a dramatic change in world political thought and the balance of power. When we talk about New World Order, we can say that everything is about hegemony and dominance of stronger countries over others. If we look back through history, we can recount various attempts of several countries to create a New World Order or some sort of dominance among countries. Some of these attempts were led by great warriors such as Alexander the Great of the Macedonian Empire, Julius Caesar of the Roman Empire, Genghis Khan of the Mongol Empire, Napoleon Bonaparte of the French Empire, and Adolf Hitler, among others. From this, we can see that every attempt to rule the world was needless and devastating. We heard many theories and conspiracy theories about the New World Order, some of which include the USA and the UK wanting to form the Federal World Government or the Illuminati, the People of the Light, believing that they are masterminds behind events that will lead to a New World Order, or that the Freemasons are involved in the conspiracy to create a New World Order, or that international organizations such as the World Bank, the IMF, the European Union, the UN, and NATO are listed as core New World Order organizations. In my opinion, these theories will never be fully materialized because of strong disagreement from Russia, China, and the Islamic countries. That's an interesting thesis, isn't it, from Mr. Simic this morning. In regard to the above, in present times, we can see that even more countries are trying to dominate and create some sort of order among themselves by creating unions and alliances. The European Union, the African Union, the alliance of the USA, the UK, Australia, and Canada, etc. In the very near future, in order to survive and to keep national identity and to maintain economy, costume, and culture, it is more likely that these unions and alliances will be formed to create a new world order. There will be a bigger European Union with new member states such as Macedonia, Croatia, and Turkey. The Union of Asian and Eurasian countries, like Russia, Mongolia, China, and India. There will be a union of Islamic countries from the Middle East and Central Asia, Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. There will be a stronger unity of the African Union, a union of Central and South America, Panama, Colombia, Cuba, and Venezuela, and eventually a North American Union. This is coming to us all the way from Serbia today, folks. This Serbian gentleman, whomever he may be, knows more than obviously what corporate media knows, especially some of these guys in Tennessee that John was talking about this morning. He mentions the North American Union of the USA, Canada, and Mexico. After these unions, says Mr. Simic, we can expect even bigger ones. My vision, he says, is that they are going to look like this. Number one, the European Union, led by Supreme Members Germany and Austria, will expand to 5 more countries, Switzerland, Norway, Serbia, Montenegro, and Moldova. It is most likely that the EU will have problems with France and Turkey because of the pressure from Muslim countries from the south. In order to maintain stability in the world, he says, there will be a union of Asia and Eurasian countries led by Russia, China, and India. It will expand to the Ukraine, Georgia, Armenia, Nepal, and Bhutan, Sri Lanka, and North Korea. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. might take a further look at this Ivan Simich story for AlJazeera.info entitled New World Order Through Regional Unions. Dilip Hero of the Iranian Labyrinth will join us at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Mark and Boss America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dilip Hero, author of, among many other things, The Iranian Labyrinth, will be with us right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. We're going to be discussing Iranian nuclear policy. What does the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty grant Iran? What is the real position of the United States in regard to Iran and Iran policy? What is the United States planning in regard to a potential escalation of this situation to a military resolution with Tehran, or irresolution as the case may be? How does Israel fit into this whole thing? These are among the things we're going to be talking about with Dilip Hero this morning at sometime shortly after 8 o'clock Central Time. I wanted to mention a couple of things on the air. This Ivan Simich story at AlJazeera.info is entitled New World Order Through Regional Unions. The English in the article is not precise, I think, because it's being translated. presumably from the Serbian language. So you might have a little bit of difficulty getting through the thing as you would normally read quite smoothly through articles of this type, but it's still worth your time to take a look at it, because I think Mr. Simic has identified a couple of things here. One is that the New World Order is quite clearly being achieved through regional unions, including the so-called North American Union that John was talking about from Tennessee this morning. That understanding is quite clearly contained in what we are told by this very fine gentleman from Serbia today in this post at aljazeera.info. The second thing that comes up is a great paradox. I find it interesting that for those of us who are America First type people and who take the Constitution of this country seriously and who want to see our nation defended against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that we're looking at a situation now where, curiously enough, some of the forces in the world that may prove to be the strongest forces to fight some of the manipulations and machinations of the New World Order are people we tend not to view very favorably. If Ivan Simic is correct, Russia and China and the Islamic powers will have a great degree of influence in combating some of the things that are being put before us by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. That makes for a very murky world, doesn't it, morally and politically? When we see situations where we are looking at a Vladimir Putin and saying that in some instances he might well be fighting some of the very things that we are fighting as Americans who believe in the Constitution of our country. I'm not trying to put forth an idyllic view of Mr. Putin. That's not the point. I am not a naive person when it comes to the kinds of things that undoubtedly go on in Russian power politics and the fact that Mr. Putin is presently at the top of that heap. But on the other hand, it seems that he's saying a number of things about American foreign policy in the Middle East that echo what many of us are saying as American paleoconservatives. Mr. Putin is having his own difficulties with Jewish oligarchs in his country who have been ripping Russia off financially since the end of the Cold War. Put in that context, he may look a little bit different from the spin that we often see being given to him by the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and CNN and all the usual culprits. So this is a very strange time politically. When we look at Russia, when we look at China, and when we look at the Islamic powers, to see the extent to which they themselves have problems with some of the same globalist forces that the constitutionally oriented American First or America First oriented individual is struggling with in this country. Just a thought, but it's a very curious thing, and we'll have to be ongoingly watching it in the days ahead. There are a series of news items, both in the conventional media as well as in alternative media, that are well worth our time this morning. We're not going to be able to consider all of them simply because Dilip Hero is going to be on with us in a not too distant time frame. But among the things that are worth our time, Hassan El-Najjar has a piece at aljazeera.info today entitled "The Condi Rice Vision of Democracy in the New Middle East, Maintaining the Israeli Occupation." When Greg Felton was on yesterday, the author of The Host and the Parasite, Greg talked about many of these same concepts. We'll be doing that, of course, with him again this coming Monday. And as it relates to this whole business of the Middle East, we see that from time to time there are these people out there. Greg Felton is one of them. Mark Glenn and Mike Piper are two more. Eric Margolis is yet a fourth who comes to mind, who are contradicting the party line in regard to the Middle East and Israel as we see it in the American corporate media. Margolis has an essay today at lewrockwell.com that I think you need to take a look at. It's entitled "The Coup Against Hamas." And I'm sure that Greg Felton would agree with much, if not all, of what is in this article, where Margolis says as follows: "When it comes to the Mideast, Washington seems to make a mess wherever it goes. After the huge fiascos in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Somalia, Washington's political alchemists are now working their latest magic in the Palestinian territories. Two giant open-air prison camps, the West Bank and Gaza, surrounded by Israeli security forces. Having gotten rid of Fatah founder Yasser Arafat, who refused to condone U.S.-Israeli plans to parcel up his nation, Washington installed Mahmoud Abbas as Palestinian leader. Arafat's death still remains highly suspicious and should, like the murder of Lebanon's former president or former prime minister Rafik Hariri, be formally investigated by the United Nations. The compliant Abbas is lauded in the West as a moderate, quote-unquote, a code word Arab leaders who faithfully follow American policies. Those who do not are branded supporters of terrorism and leaders of rogue states, quote-unquote. But once Abbas was in office, Israel simply ignored him and his feeble pleas to halt their colonizing of the West Bank. Having undermined Abbas, the Americans and Israelis then built up his tough security chief, Mahmoud Dahlan, into a mini Saddam and heir apparent. After President Bush commanded democracy to flower in the Arab world, to his shock and awe, Hamas won a major democratic electoral victory in the region's second free election. The first in Algeria in 1991 produced a landslide for the Islamist reformist movement FIS. Algeria's French and U.S.-backed army quickly annulled the election and jailed FIS leaders. Washington quickly sent $80 million of U.S. arms to Dahlan's Fatah fighters, who were trained and organized by CIA specialists. Mirroring events in Algeria, the Bush administration and Israel set about planning a coup against the democratically elected Hamas-led government. Seeing an attack imminent, Hamas struck first, running the U.S. proxy Fatah forces out of Gaza. The moderate Palestinians, quote-unquote, that Washington has put into power, backed by tens of millions in cash, lack political legitimacy or much popular support. Abbas's Fatah, like most other Arab regimes, has degenerated into a party devoted to self-enrichment that ignores the plight of ordinary people. But now, after long scorning the feeble Abbas, the U.S. and Israel are busy trying to build him up as a major political figure to counteract the popularity of Hamas. Hamas won power in good part because of the refusal of Israel's right-wing governments and the Bush administration to halt West Bank settlement, even though it violates international law, specifically the 1993 Oslo Accords and UN Resolution 242. West Bank Jewish settlers grew from 111,000 in 1993 to nearly 500,000 today, in spite of Israel's agreement at Oslo to stop settlements. Israeli human rights groups estimate that 40% of the West Bank has been taken over by Israeli settlements, military bases, the new ugly new Berlin-style security wall, and Jewish-only road networks that chop up the territory into tiny, isolated, South African-style Bantutistans. As 1.3 million increasingly enraged West Bank Palestinians saw their lands and water being taken away by Israeli settlers and soldiers, Fatah seemed to offer only more concessions or overt collaboration with the occupiers. Hamas offered more able, comparatively honest government, as well as resistance and defiance to Israel, however hopeless. In a campaign that was both criminal and totally self-defeating, both Hamas and Fatah launched suicide bombing attacks against Israeli civilians. Israel, with equal illegality, continued its campaign of targeted assassinations of Palestinian militants, building up Fatah to fight Hamas, splitting Palestinians, and getting them to accept Israeli land claims will only bring more West Bank violence. In fact, it seems likely that as Israeli colonization and assassinations continue, more and more West Bank Palestinians will turn to Hamas and against Fatah, repeating what happened in Gaza. Inter-Palestinian violence and political chaos, of course, suit Israel's expansionistic right-wingers very well. They want turmoil on the West Bank. Palestinian infighting supplies them the perfect excuse to avoid ever having to make serious land concessions and provides useful cover under which to keep building settlements. The Bush administration appears to have quietly adopted the same view. America can always buy local yes-men, but it can't buy popular support, respect, or peace in the Arab world. But the harsh lessons of Iraq, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Somalia seem to have made no impression on the neoconservatives and born-again Christian extremists who are driving the Bush administration's hugely destructive Mideast policy. If the United States truly wants peace and stability in the region, it will have to enter into a genuine political dialogue with Hamas, as well as Hezbollah and Iran. They are, as Israeli hardliners are so fond of saying, quote, facts on the ground, unquote, that cannot be ignored. Finally, we are still hearing rumor in the bazaar that President Bush may name Tony Blair, who is making his long goodbye as Britain's prime minister, as a sort of peace czar to deal with the Palestinians. Just when White House policies couldn't get any more bizarre or counterproductive, along comes this daft notion. Blair is discredited at home in Britain for launching a war of naked aggression and becoming a serial liar to promote it. He is viewed with hatred and contempt in the Muslim world as a lackey of the Washington neocons. Blair should be selling kitchen appliance or aluminum siding, not dealing with the world's most explosive issue that he helped to worsen when in office. This is a brand new post from Eric Margolis, the contributing foreign editor for Sun National Media in Canada, and it is run today by Lou Rockwell at lourockwell.com. This gets into a lot of the things that Greg Felton was covering with us yesterday and quite clearly runs counter to the prevailing establishment line, which in this instance I think is an interesting intersection between the so-called Christian right on the one hand and corporate media on the other and their minions in the New World Order. Isn't it an interesting thing that the Christian right, and I am a Christian, by the way, folks, I am an Orthodox Lutheran Christian. When I speak of the Christian right, I'm talking about the usual establishment suspects with the dispensational premillennial orientation and all kinds of cozy links to American neoconservatives and the Israeli government. That is the more narrow sense in which I'm talking about the Christian right here. I need to define that very carefully. But when we speak of the so-called Christian right, and people like John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, Pat Robertson, the late Jerry Falwell, and so forth and so on, isn't it fascinating to see the extent to which they are being used and in turn are being paid very handsomely for being used in regard to promoting the older British colonial foreign policy in the Middle East, in regard to promoting Jewish interests in the Middle East and in the United States and in Europe, that are not only on the wrong side of this Middle Eastern controversy, in my judgment, but are weakening America, potentially destroying America. Greg Felton, I think, really hit that point quite hard yesterday in his appearance on this show for 2 hours. The relationship between the United States and Israel is provably weakening the United States. Who is ultimately behind the American invasion of Iraq? If it's Israel, and I think both Greg Felton and I believe that it is, then we're dealing with a circumstance where this $50 billion conflict that has suddenly become a $500 billion conflict, that is quite shortly to become a $1 trillion conflict, if it simply stays in Iraq and Afghanistan, is one that we can essentially lay at the doorstep of Israel and the Jewish neoconservatives who are surrounding George Bush and who at the same time are surrounding all of the other major presidential contenders in both the Republican and the Democratic parties. If that's the case, of course, on top of all of the human life that's being lost in that region, both American as well as non-American, then we can evaluate our relationship with Israel in a different light from what Mr. Hagee is talking about and what Mr. Robertson is talking about and Hal Lindsey and the late Jerry Falwell and so forth and so on. Folks, this whole thing with Israel is taking us down the wrong path. And as it takes us down the wrong path in the Middle East, it seems to me once again that we are dealing with paradox, that these so-called leaders of the Christian right are actually working on behalf of the New World Order, both in the Middle East as well as in this country. Isn't it interesting to see that we come right back to this once again, that the Christian right's major leaders are in full alliance with a domestic Jewish lobby in the United States that is in so many instances provably involved in supporting the abortion industry, provably involved in supporting the gay rights movement, provably involved in supporting all kinds of neo-Marxist organizations and those who favor a globalist orientation and America's full participation, just as one example, in the North American Union. I would say this to those who take the same position that I do on many of these subjects, but who at the same time are supporters of Israel, that you can't have it both ways. The Jewish lobby in the United States and the Israeli government are part of a much larger picture as it relates to the globalist agenda and the New World Order. And if we truly oppose the New World Order, we cannot be involved in supporting the Israeli lobby and what their domestic and international agenda happens to be. And when we look at what Greg Felton was sharing with us yesterday from Canada, and what Eric Margolis is talking about in his essay today for LouRockwell.com entitled The Coup Against Hamas, it becomes abundantly clear that we are owned by a foreign lobby, meaning the Israeli lobby, that owns the United States Congress, that owns our presidential elections, that owns our news media, and is having us pursue a course of action that is destroying the American Republic. We'll be back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Philip Hero, the Iranian Labyrinth, will join us at right around 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Antos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dilip Hero of the Iranian Labyrinth will join us at right around 8 o'clock this morning. We will be discussing Iranian nuclear policy and neoconservative influence on the foreign policy of the United States and the Bush administration. And before Mr. Hero comes on, I wanted to mention that if you go to my blog, Mark Dankos America, at Al Bawaba, the Middle East Gateway in Amman, Jordan, you will see that I have a new entry there that deals with today's radio broadcast with Dilip Hero. And there you will discover links to what Mr. Hero has said on the subject of Iran and nuclear policy. That links up with Tom Englehart's Tom Graham. The title of Dilip Hero's essay is Nuclear Weapons Programs Are About Regime Survival. The Iranian Bomb in a Mad as in Mutual Assured Destruction World. That is, Nuclear Weapons Programs Are About Regime Survival. The Iranian Bomb in a Mad World by Dilip Hero. Just go to Mark Dankos America at Al Bawaba, the Middle East Gateway in Amman, Jordan, and you will see the link posted to what Dilip Hero tells us in this latest essay. He has also been gracious enough, as I have mentioned, to send to me another chapter that he has written for his UK version of the Iranian Labyrinth that gets into some of the nuclear issues that we're going to be talking about this morning. By the way, I have yet to hear anything from the Iowa Christian Alliance or Iowans for Tax Relief in regard to their banning of Ron Paul from the June 30th presidential debate up there that both of those organizations are sponsoring. Not very surprising, isn't it? But I think it's indicative of people who want to have nothing to do with the free exchange of ideas and, in my judgment, are not acting as very honorable and honest people here. I generally find that people who have nothing to hide and who are honorable people and who don't have to agree with me, by the way, are nonetheless forthright people. I do not find the Iowa Christian Alliance to be forthright. I do not find Iowans Against Tax Relief to be forthright. And when we were looking yesterday on this program at some of the political links that Ed Fehler of Iowans for Tax Relief happens to have with an organization called the American Legislative Exchange Council, I think you can see the fingerprints all over this situation to keep Ron Paul out of those debates up there at the end of this month on the 30th. The Israeli lobby, I am convinced, is involved in this. I think that corporate America also wants Ron Paul kept out of the picture in regard to the free exchange of ideas that should be taking place in debates of this type. It's not surprising, is it, that we see this sort of thing going on with news media elements that want to discredit Paul by either giving a false spin on his ideas or by trying to ignore him. But it's a little distressing when so-called Christian conservatives in the state of Iowa are engaged in the same sort of conspiracy. What is the link here? What is the connection? I think our RBN listeners can connect the dots. We'll be back with Dilip Hero, author of The Iranian Labyrinth. Mark Dankos returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.